before reading the text, there have been prayers of intercession asked by people who have come to these services. I will not go through these prayers, but just say the prayer at the end. We'd like to thank the Heavenly Father of all the young children here tonight. Holy God, you are the God of hope. Give power to those who are going through tribulations and give joy unto their life. Heal the sick. Call the lost. Let your will, according to your will. Dear God, we thank you for the gift of life and the life you bless us and that you would hear our prayers and give us power to journey in this kingdom. Dear Savior, you travel with us at every moment. You have promised to carry all our sickness and trials. Protect us in our tribulations. Let us receive that joy, for we are give ourselves to your bosom. Wash that is dirty. Refresh that which is dry. Heal that which is sick or wounded. Lead us to the green pastures. Amen. Let us quieten ourselves before that word of God, which is written in the Gospel of St. Matthew, from chapter 19, verses 27 through 30. Then answered Peter and said unto him, Behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? And Jesus said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration when the Son of Man shall sit on the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone that hath forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive a hundredfold, and shall inherit everlasting life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Amen. Dear friends, brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, from this place have at these services in Puhayoki, the beautiful word of God has been preached, the gospel has echoed here in the tent and in the outside through the radio and through the internet. The message has been the same. We have wanted to bring those good greetings from the Heavenly Father to those who are believing so that they would have power yet to believe, and also unto those who has not found his kingdom so that they would find this marvelous kingdom of God and become children of God and become inheritors of everlasting life. We are underneath the question of Peter. He asked Jesus that, look, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have from this? Peter once ran into Jesus at the Sea of Galilee. He was with Andreas when he came from fishing, when Jesus met them on the shore and said, "That follow me." The Gospels have not recorded anything else except this most important matter, "That follow me." That Peter and Andrew left their occupation of fishing, left their nets, accepted the call, invitation of Jesus, and began to follow him. They wanted to follow Jesus. And Jesus gave them the power to accept this invitation. Sometimes we say here that it is a remarkable matter that the people of this world do not believe. But I say that this is a remarkable matter that in this world can believe. It is the greatest of all gifts that we can believe and follow Jesus even during this time. And Jesus promises that the reward shall be great. We are not believing it in vain. We are traveling as followers of Jesus towards that destination of our heavenly home and everlasting life. When we are here at summer services, we have come here for that reason, so that we would hear that refreshing, that we would be refreshed in the hope of heaven, that we could yet for a moment believe, and then when this time ends, we could receive the everlasting life. To understand this question of Peter, what did it come from? We have to look at the text that is before this text for a certain young man came before Jesus, who asked, "Good Master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?" And Jesus said that you should keep my commandments. The Ten Commandments of God, they were there in power that Moses received on Mount Sinai. They are in force even today, even though this world has tried to junk them. They are good instructions for our life, the law for our life. And these laws bring a believer to the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm sure Peter already followed these. When Peter noticed in his life that he could not fulfill the law, this young ruler said unto Jesus, "That I have kept from my youth, what lack I yet?" And Jesus said unto him, "If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give it to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me." But when the young man heard the saying, he went sorrowful, for he had great possessions. And Jesus says to his disciples that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through an eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. The disciples heard this, and they were amazed, and they were scared, and asked, "That who then can be saved?" Jesus answered, "With man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible, said Jesus. After this, Peter's question was asked. Today we heard how it was possible for God to call the rich man, Zechariah, into his kingdom. Zechariah accepted the gospel. And we know what happened in his heart when he accepted this invitation. Half of his possessions he will give to the poor, and I will repay four times to those who I have wrongly taken from. Zechariah received a different type of mind when he accepted the call of Jesus. This man here did not want to hear any more from Jesus. He became sorrowful and left away from Jesus. We know, as the old have preached, that God's word either offends or makes one whole. We remember another person that God called into God's kingdom. When Paul and Silas traveled to the temple where there were women, there was one called Lydia, a woman called Lydia, who was selling some textiles. She was rich with many possessions, and in the Acts of the Apostles, it is said that the heart of Lydia was opened by God, and she accepted that what the men spoke, and she wanted to come inside of God's kingdom. Onto her, it was greater for her what the word of God says than this worldly, temporal riches. And she wanted to believe, and her family, and they were baptized. Joy came and filled their hearts, and said unto Paul and Silas, that if you keep me as a believer of God, come into my house. And the brothers went, and there they spoke more of the kingdom of God, and services were kept. Even those believers, we wish to come again and again before the word of God, for that reason that we are weak children of God. In ourselves, we do not have the power that we would have strength to travel on this heavenly road, but we need new power, and that new power is given at these services through the gospel again and again. This is the power of God unto him who believes unto salvation. I do not know if Peter thought that maybe we deserve something since we began to follow Jesus and we gave up much. I do not know if he thought in this way, but Jesus answered to him, as often he answered unto the disciples many different times, as when they asked, even though they sometimes asked ridiculous questions, just like Thomas on the last night when Jesus spoke to his disciples, that I will go prepare a place, and then I shall come back and come unto you, and you will know the road to there where I am going. Thomas said that, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How would we know where you're going? And Jesus said that for 3 years you have listened to my speech, my talk, and you always ask that where is the road? Jesus answers to Thomas, in this way, I am the road, I am the truth, I am the life. The Lord Jesus, in his kingdom, wishes to instruct and teach us. He wishes to say this, that you, brother and sister, who are here with a questioning mind, he does not say, you cannot answer, you cannot question, that these are simple issues, but you can believe. And Jesus wishes to always answer. And if the question is not always answered, but God here in his kingdom wishes to bring answers to our questions. And to that greatest question, when we ask for ourselves greater power, that can I yet believe my sins and weaknesses forgiven in this kingdom, even as the last word is said, you can, brother and sister, believe all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. This is the kingdom of forgiveness of sins. It is a kingdom of grace. And for that reason, it is always heard, this gospel, as long as this world is standing and God works on this land, this gospel will always be heard. Where would we go from this kingdom when the word of everlasting life is in this kingdom? Young couples have asked that they would be remembered here at these services, as we heard in the prayers of intercession. It is surely difficult to journey when you have small children. There may be financial difficulties, maybe lots of distress, and the world pulls you and shows the good sides. The world shows its good side, but in reality, it is not like this. Be you, brother and sister, obedient to the word of God, for God wishes to bless you as they had blessed your fathers and mothers here in this kingdom, in the midst, even with big families, given that power to upbring the children and accept the children, that, like Jesus says, allow the children to come to me, for children are the gifts of God, and come unto Jesus, as we already heard at a sermon here, that even children, it is precious to children that they can believe in homes, a family where there is a father and mother. As Jesus said, do not deceive any one of these young ones who believe upon me. Entice. These prayers unto young families, that would God give you power in the midst of your tribulations and trials, into your battles. For we know that the reward which we will receive will be great, as Jesus gives here answer unto Peter. And he wanted to also remind Peter, as he wishes to remind all of us here in the parable that follows of God's kingdom. The kingdom of heaven is like unto a man, is a householder, which went out early in the morning for the reward is the same, who has been a childlike believer, childhood faith. It comes to mind as I often in my work, I keep devotions at old folks' homes, nursing homes, and others do the same, do this work of the kingdom. Sometimes we think in a very everyday, is our preaching in vain that we do? But God has shown it is not in vain. One time when I was in a nursing home, a 98-year-old grandma asked after the services into her own room and started to ask that can she yet believe her own sins forgiven? That, well, can you preach on to me the forgiveness of sins? Just like decades ago, as when my husband died, there was a servant of the word preached unto him on a sick bed, all his sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atoning blood. It was easy to preach to this grandma, all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood, and she promised to believe. It is not in vain, this work of the kingdom, even in nursing home, in prison, nowhere. For God blesses his the work of the gospel. And this old grandma asked her to speak at her 100-year birthday, and then she gave a speech of thanks after the sermon. And her family was probably not so happy. But this sister rejoiced. And soon after these services, she was able to sleep away from this life. Then Jesus answered unto Peter and says, verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon the 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And every one that has forsaken houses or brethren or sisters or fathers or mothers or wife or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive a hundredfold and shall inherit everlasting life. Mark says in this way, my name and gospel. And John says, for the sake of God's kingdom, which means the same thing. They were able to believe, but they had to give up some things, just as Peter from his first occupation as this rich man, he would have had to forsaken his riches. He had more. He had the self-righteousness, and we know how difficult it is to repent when a person is good, for it is impossible to repent from goodness. But it is possible for God to make a rich poor, and a right self-righteous righteous. All things are possible before God. As we pray, we ask for our faith that God would he listen or hear our prayers according to his will. For all things are possible unto God. Such a reward promised unto Peter and to those that followed him. And a good reward is known, dear brothers and sisters. And for this reason, we are believing. Paul writes to Philippians that when life is Christ, one day this worldly death will be a victory. And I am preparing myself so that I might one day receive that destination which is ahead of me, and my journey here in this life is already heavenly, where I await the Lord Jesus Christ, my Savior, to return. It says here, in this way of new birth, in this part of the Bible, it says rebirth in this situation, that when he uses the word rebirth, when he is talking about moving from this land into heaven, the return to paradise, that because of sin we have lost, God will return this new paradise when Christ comes in his glory and will create a new land and a new heaven where there is no more sin. When we speak of a regeneration in another way, we speak of when a person is able to be born again into living faith, or is able to repent into the kingdom. God affects in our mind this change of heart. And a third part, the third thing is when a person is on the wrong road, God gives that power to move back on the road of God that leads us to the heavenly home. I do not know, are there any here listening in this tent or surrounding area on a radio or internet who is searching for God's kingdom? Maybe you have thought that I would want to believe the same way as God's children believe. Sins forgiven. Believe your sins forgiven. I would also, as Jesus said, search first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and everything else shall be added. If someone should be listening now, God's kingdom is approaching you even now. And you may be asking, then how will I know how to believe? How can I believe? I say, as Peter at one time accepted an invitation of Christ, or Zechariah, or the wife of Lydia, if God has opened your heart to accept the gospel, the call of the gospel, for God through the Holy Spirit wishes unto you preach all sins, and the greatest of all sins, unbelief, everything, all sins, all you have permission to believe forgiven at this moment, and the good tidings of this gospel can be preached unto you in the name of the resurrected Jesus, in his name and blood. And when you believe this, God wishes to give the Holy Spirit unto you and accept this as peace. It happens the same way as it happened in the time of Jesus. Those who accepted this, Jesus gave power to become children of God who believed upon his name. It is such a simple matter. I remember in my own youth when I was searching this living God, and I thought, where could I find it? And at times I was hopeless. But God led me to the services of God's children. And many times I went to services, I did not understand what was said. But at these services, there was always a certain type of peace that I noticed. And I went again and again. And when a day came, when a time of God came unto me, I accepted this gospel. Now I felt that I could not leave from these services if my sins are not forgiven unto me. I felt I was damned, and God may never again call me. Then I promised to believe. And in this way, dear friend, promise to believe and accept the gospel. And the gospel affected in the life of Zechariah. Paul says, he who is in Christ is new, created again. All old is gone and new has come forth. The old portion will never repent, but the Holy Spirit wishes to guide and instruct us. And we have God's kingdom, this living congregation, where we are loved. And the Lord Jesus wished to care for us, as we have heard so many times at these services, just like a mother. The gospel has cleansed us and protected us in this only right faith. And you, brother and sister in Jesus Christ, even today you can listen and hear personally that all your sins brothers and sisters, you can believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. Even you young who are here, who have great pressures from this world, the world tries to show its good side. I know when I was living as unbelievable. If the world would have been good, I would not have searched for this kingdom. But I was homesick for God, and God led my steps to this kingdom. Do not leave this kingdom. In the world, you are told that look at your future, your own future. In this world, it is the person is above all. The person is more important than God's word. But in God's kingdom, in this kingdom, we can be under the great care of our Father God. Follow the Good Shepherd. There is good promise unto us. As Jesus said, we have not forsaken very much. For Jesus promises that we shall receive 100-fold and also inherit everlasting life. I knew a certain wife who received the grace of repentance, and his husband said, I'm going to divorce you if you join that faith. But this wife received the power from God to remain in faith, and a man kept his word and divorced his wife, and God blessed his wife. And decades went by, and his wife was preserved in faith, and God gave her worldly good. But then this man once called his former wife. God had worked in his heart that could we not come together again. And his wife called me and asked, what should I do? that we can get, can we get married again? I said, of course. It is your man. You have been joined once by God's word. By God's word, you have been married. And we can marry you again by God's word. And we did this. The marriage was returned. And God bless them. And bless this man, that he also received the grace of repentance and gave this worldly good. They had sailboats, a good house, cars. They received a lot. But above all, they received everlasting life. Listen to your brother and sisters. Even these worldly issues are important, but it is more important. But it is more important that we should inherit everlasting life. God's word is joy in heaven. Even though we may lose something here, we may receive ridicule, maybe. Maybe we are forsaken. For Jesus said, even that we can place that it is the love of God if the world treats us in this way. But we have that promise that we shall reach eternal life. But the Holy Spirit will lead us as he has led us in this kingdom. Call us to the inside of his kingdom. And when this time ends, he will give us the resurrection of the body and the work of the Holy Spirit and everlasting life. Think of what all has been promised unto us. For this reason, it pays to believe, for by faith we shall see, and hope will give us joy. Let us remain believing today the good of the Father. He wishes to take care of each one of us. Your sins are forgiven, in Jesus' name and precious blood. Brothers and sisters, your sins are forgiven. I would also ask, when I came here tempted and feeling empty, that can I yet believe my own sins forgiven? I wish to believe and journey with you. In Jesus' name, amen.